It is a commonplace sight in a natural history museum, a tableau behind glass, examples of wildlife stuffed and poised amid a set designer's habitat, a downtown indoor glimpse of, say, the African savanna. Well, the Mexican-born performance artist Guillermo Gómez Peña was perversely inspired by a similar, if obsolete, genre, the tableau of indigenous peoples. Not stuffed by the taxidermist, but portrayed in costume for the edification and entertainment of the people who colonized their lands. The English of past centuries, for example, displayed American Indians back home in London. It is that image that Gómez Peña has stood on its head in an exhibit called The Temple of Confessions. He and fellow artist Roberto Cifuentes have appeared at Washington's Corcoran Gallery of Art as part of an interactive, living work of art. They are Mexicans on display for American museum goers to ogle and confess to. And Gómez Peña says they appear as highly stylized Mexicans.
I display myself with my colleagues as a human artifact, as a cultural specimen inside of a plexiglass box. And I am a de facto piece of art. And there are kneelers in front of this human artifacts or artificial savages, and people can kneel in front of us and confess into a mic.
How actually are you dressed for the exhibit inside the plexiglass box?
Well, for example, one of our many characters is the Mexterminator, a very, you know, well-built, powerful, Nintendo-like Mexican who beats up border patrolmen and Los Angeles cops, who abducts innocent Anglo children, who seduces blonde women, who infects English language with Spanish. He operates with Chile power. The border patrol cannot do anything about it. Pete Wilson cannot do anything about it. You know, border walls cannot do anything about it.
So there you are. You're the Mexterminator, and now you're inside the plexiglass box in the exhibit. And people, you say, come and they confess to you.
Yes, in this particular case, I am a different character. Mm-hmm. I am Zampocho Aztlaneca, a hyper-exoticized curio shop shaman for spiritual tourists. And
are you out of the pages of Carlos Castaneda at this point?
When pretty
you're
much.
In this case? I see, yes, go ahead. You possess a yaki way of knowledge.
Exactly.
I see. Okay.
A robo yaki way of knowledge.
A robo yaki way of knowledge. All right.
And my colleague Roberto Cifuentes is the pre-Columbian bato, a kind of holy gang member. In America, any youth of color under 18 is seen as a potential gang member, and Roberto plays off with those fears, you know.
And these are the characters that you portray as you solicit and you welcome confessions.
Exactly.
Do people come and confess to you?
It's amazing. Right. We create the necessary conditions to protect their identity. You know, the most daring people actually kneel in front of the saints and confess into a mic. Then their voices are recorded and later on altered in post-production.
You're mysterious. There's some sort of mystery about you. Not understanding in itself is frightening. I like it. I like darkly mysterious things and frightening things sometimes, certain frightening things.
My desire is to stay as far away from El Mexico and its water as I can.
My fear is half hope. That indeed from the south there will come a movement that will reclaim the land for those from whom it was stolen.
All the spectrum of human behavior is pretty much represented in these confessions. You know, we get anything from extreme expressions of solidarity, tenderness, friendship, all the way up to expressions of hatred.
And if the solicitation here is for confessions, is there a theme of guilt or of wrongdoing that runs through what people say?
People are experiencing an acute case of compassion fatigue regarding matters of race and gender. Nowadays, I think that people are tired, people are exasperated, people are no longer willing to work out the complexities of intercultural and interracial relations. So what we see is a lot of anxiety. There is a lot of anxieties, you know, and also confessions of people's inabilities to understand and embrace other cultures.
We're supposed to go to California this year, and I'm afraid. I'm afraid I might get shot, you know?
The stereotypes that I have, poverty, I think maybe of uncleanliness or being dirty.
What happens to the Mexican people when they die? I'm Christian, and I believe that Jesus Christ came to save me, and I will go to heaven, and I'm just wondering what significance that has. Do the Mexicans believe that? They don't know about Jesus and their Savior. They have to pray to these goddesses and gods of the earth. It reminds me of Satanism, just the images.
The person who kneels in front of me puts on headphones and engages in a very intimate dialogue with me that no one else can hear.
Would it be violating the confidence of the confessional for you to tell us what sort of thing you might tell somebody in those conversations?
Well, I try to spell a little bit their skepticism, to alert them into telling me extremely intimate things. It's not always necessary. People are really willing to confess. Contemporary America is obsessed with confession. And also people are feeling lonely.
Yeah.
And people are looking for someone to listen to them. And sometimes there is very serious moral predicaments. People confess to me often extremely delicate, antisocial, you know, behavior. And my job as an artist is not to moralize or to pontificate, you know. And since I am responsible for creating the conditions for them to pour their heart, I have to take it, whatever they tell me, you know. And I have to honor their secrecy.
Guillermo Gomez Peña is a performance artist whose work, The Temple of Confessions, has appeared this fall at the Corcoran Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C.